This is Ollie Barrett in Bangalore with WebMission, and I can see all around me beautiful green lawns. I can see a bunker with sand in it, and I can see a flag going into a hole. And I'm not on a golf course. Where am I? I am at the headquarters of Infosys, which is the frankly enormous Indian company, which employs over 150,000 people and is home to, or the workplace of, over 21,000 people here. We're here because it's WebMission and 16 British companies, or 15 actually, because one wasn't able to join us at the very last minute through visa reasons, but 15 companies are here for a whole week of opportunities. So we landed very, very early yesterday morning, and we've been getting to know the city a little bit through a brilliant tour yesterday afternoon, and in a very nice way being bombarded with the sheer scale of the opportunity here. I'll give you some examples this was a chap writing on Artelect.com that reminded me that there'll be 500 million new web users in India over the next 3 to 5 years. Can you believe that? At the moment, only 11% of India is on the web, and smartphone penetration is currently at 2.5%. So if you are a digital entrepreneur, particularly one operating in the mobile space, the opportunity is just quite unbelievably huge. And so one of the things I'm interested in this week is, what does India represent to British companies? Is it a source of customers, of ideas, inspiration, collaborators, staff, partners, all of the above? And that's the mission for this week, really, to find out and to try and make some sense of that. And the good news is we've got some brilliant companies on board. So off I go. Unfortunately, no time for a bit of putting on the green today, because we're going in to meet one of the co-founders and co-chairman of Infosys, Chris. So signing off for now, this is Ollie Barrett for WebMission in Bangalore.